Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
I'm Howard Feldman. This is Your Morning Mayhem. It's 101.9 Chai FM. Well, it is just a year. It is a year indeed since the Biden-Harris them taking over the administration of the United States. We wanted to check in. How is that going? How is the relationship between the United States and South Africa? And what can we expect? Professor Gilbert Kadiakala, who is a professor of international relations and director of the Center and Study of the United States at the University of Witwatersrand. Good morning. Thanks for joining us so bright and early. How are you doing?
I'm okay. How are things?
So if we look back at the year, you know, it's so difficult for most of us to get a sense of how it's really working, because if you follow Fox News, you would think that it's a disaster from day one. You follow CNN and it seems pretty reasonable. How is it going with the Biden-Harris administration?
I think it's going very predictably, because there was a significant shift in U.S. relations with the rest of the world during. So what Biden has been trying to do is essentially to return sanity to that relationship, the U.S. and the world in general. Mm-hmm. But in Africa, even more important, the relations are deteriorated very, very tremendously. So I think overall the a year is not a long time to judge the big changes that are going to happen, but I think there has been a tremendous shift in relationships, and I think with Africa and South Africa in general, the Biden administration has done very well. Biden met President Ramaphosa last year at G7 summit. I think there have been problems over the Omicron banning of South Africans going to the U.S., but I think that has been lifted. So I think things are back to normal. South Africa is an important player in U.S. foreign policy, but again, there are so many other priorities domestically, globally. So it's very hard to be focused on all
especially
these issues.
At a time, really especially at a time like this, when you know, if you think about prior administrations, they didn't need to deal with COVID. Obviously, Trump did need to deal with it. But aside from that, this has been one of the main tasks of the U.S. administration, which is something that just didn't exist prior. And unfortunately or fortunately, many presidents and leaders of countries are being judged on how they manage the pandemic. So it would make sense that foreign policy with regard, let's say, to Africa would be less important or less of a priority for them.
Precisely, because not just the COVID crisis, but I think the bigger issue around COVID is the economic consequences of COVID. And then the heavy legislative Biden-Harris administration has embarked upon since last year, and is now very difficult, in fact, to pass some of that legislation because you have a Republican Senate that is very determined to undo the progress Biden is making. So it's very, he has and the focus this year, particularly with Russia and Ukraine and all these other issues globally, they're going to make it very difficult for him to have a better focus on Africa. But nonetheless, I think what I should also say here is that, unlike the Trump administration, he appointed ambassadors to African countries much, much earlier in his administration. So even in South Africa, there is a new ambassador coming in place, probably confirmed, will be confirmed soon. And these are people who actually do the actual thinking around foreign policy, or the implementation of foreign policy.
In terms of the relationship between Biden and Harris, there's been a lot of talk that's not a good one. It is a good one. Is it relevant to us here in South Africa, or is that just interesting gossip?
I think it is relevant to look at the transition, the Democratic Party going forward. Biden and Harris, I think, had a good marriage when they started off. had to win the election, they had to defeat Trump. And it was important that you have a black woman as vice president, the first vice president. But now, you know, the issue is that Biden is fairly old. Is Harris going therefore to position herself within the Democratic Party as a successor? There's no clarity on whether Biden will actually run again. And if he does run, therefore, Harris potentially remains the vice president, if they win, that is, because Trump has been coming back and making a lot of noises, and there's no clarity on whether they may even win the second term come next election. Yeah, but I think the reading is that these parties always have very good mechanisms of electing the next president also. So I don't think Africa should be worried too much.
About that relationship.
Biden and Harris,
The other thing is, of course, we know Trump's references, which were very negative to certain African countries. It was very dismissive in many ways. Is the relationship better just because of the absence of Trump, or is Biden going out of his way to forge better relationships?
I think it is both. We should also remember that Biden was vice president for 8 years under Obama. And he had a lot of contact. He knew Africa sufficiently. I think when he came to power, he also has, as I said, a deliberate policy of re-engaging with African countries, meeting a few African leaders and so on, inviting African countries to the Democracy Summit last December. So there has been a good re-engagement with Africa, and attributable, as you said, from the fact that Trump is not there. But true, I think you have somebody who knows Africa well and is also interested in African issues. But also the administration itself has good people who have good knowledge of Africa.
What do you think we can expect in the next year or so?
I think the big thing this year is the, Secretary of State Antony Blinken, when he was in Africa, in Senegal, Kenya, and Nigeria last year, he promised that there's going to be a big Africa-US summit. So I think that will be the big event for the year. He never really specified the dates, but the expectations is that probably August or September there will be a big summit, and it will be an important one. But as I said, I think the other important thing is for these ambassadors to be confirmed by the Senate. They can take their places, and it will be interesting for them then to begin to implement U.S. policy. But my other speculation this year is that maybe Kamala Harris may make a big visit to Africa.
Right.
And which will be an important element.
It would be, and it would obviously send a very important signal. One of our listeners asking, there was a big controversy around the U.S. sending us their chickens. Does this still continue? I'm not familiar with that.
The chicken was came about because of the AGOA, the African
Yes.
Agreement. There are reciprocities under that agreement that the U.S. can sell. South Africa can sell the U.S., but the U.S. wanted to export its chicken here. So it created a lot of problems here with the poultry farmers here who thought that the U.S. was going to dump its chickens here. But that has been resolved. In fact, it was actually resolved under the Obama administration where at least some chickens are being imported from the U.S.
Chicken gate.
You need to maintain that agreement.
Right. Absolutely fascinating. So let's hope that we do see continued improved relations between the U.S. and Africa, and certainly South Africa. Professor Gilbert Kadiakala, who is a professor of international relations and director at the Center of Studies for the United States at the University of Witwatersrand. Thank you for taking the time to speak to us, trying to get a sense of how that year has been. It's been a year of a Biden-Harris administration, and we wanted to check up on that.